Lyon City Council to order on Wednesday, May the 13th, 2015, regular session 5:30. Okay, 6 o'clock. And we have established quorum, please. Let me go to this end.
Karen Ward here.
Kathy Egan here.
Craig Jones here.
Stu Martinez here.
Conrad Parker here.
And Ken Molex, the mayor, is here. Okay. And at this time, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. And let me see, Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. See that. Are there any? We're at item number 4, and it's added agenda items.
We need to add. We need the council to appoint some urban renewal budget committee.
Okay.
Also, your proclamation.
Yeah. Also, I have a proclamation that we do every year for the Friends of Lapine City Cleanup Day, and I'll add that at the end under item. Number item 18A or 18. And would you like to do the budget group at that time?
Just put it in. And then, do we need to the sheriff's IGA? Is that on the agenda?
No, you get it to the lane.
Okay. So we have to just approve a sheriff's IGA with them on animal control. It's an extension.
Okay. And then. And I believe that is the only additions to the agenda. Is there any other additions? Hearing none, we'll move to the consent agenda. And
Mr. Mayor, I need to state a conflict of interest with that bill.
Let the record reflect the counselor's comments. Any comments on the consent agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved. And now we have the time for public comments. Anybody got anything they want to speak to? And if not, I will proceed to proclamation for Relay of Life. Proclamation, Relay for Life Days. Whereas the Relay for Life program is the signature activity of the American Cancer Society and celebrates cancer survivors and caregivers, remembered loved ones lost to the disease, and empowers individuals and communities to fight back against cancer. And whereas money raised during Relay of Life of Lapine Sun River supports the American Cancer Society's mission of saving lives by creating a world with less cancer and more birthdays, by helping people stay well and get well, by finding cures and by fighting back. And whereas Relay for Life events helped fund more than $4.7 million in cancer research last year in the state of Oregon alone, now therefore be it resolved City Council of Lapine, Oregon do hereby proclaim June the 20th and 21st, 2015 as Relay for Life Days. In the City of Lapine, encourage citizens to help finish the fight against cancer by participating in the Relay for Life event at Heritage Park on June the 20th and 21st, 2015. Signed by the City Council. And that will come around to everyone. Is there a motion to approve the proclamation for the Relay of Life?
I so move. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved. Excuse me. Item number 8 is ordinance number 2015-04. An ordinance concerning the City of Lapine's water system utility adopting certain rules, regulations, rates, and charges concerning the water system utility, amending, replacing, and or superseding any and all ordinances, resolutions, and or policies in conflict with this ordinance, including certain water system utility rules and regulations adopted under ordinance number 2012-08 and declaring an emergency. At this time, I will open the public hearing and ask for a staff report.
Mr. Mayor, I need to call our consultant and get him on the phone.
Yeah, he's going to join us if we have questions.
Okay.
Hi, this is John Gilarducci, and you've reached my voicemail. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hi, John. This is Ashley Williams at the City of Lapine. We're trying to get you called in for our meeting. I'll try you back in a couple minutes.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Ashley.
We'll go ahead, and we can make some comments. First of all, you'll notice there's three ordinances and resolutions. So what you do is, an ordinance is tougher to change and more complicated. So the ordinance kind of sets out how we go about doing things, but actual like a water rate is actually in a resolution. So what you find in an ordinance, there's no dollar figures, there's nothing. It's setting about kind of the template for over the top. Then it refers to the resolution. A resolution then can change rates as water rates change over time. And so they're tied together. There'll be an ordinance that deals with water rates and a resolution deals with the water. And same with sewer, same with cross connection types of things. You know, we've worked on this we hired a FCS group a year ago. And they spent months and months and months. We had lots of meetings here with staff. And then we've had probably three meetings. You guys have invited into a couple. We had several hour meetings and the public was here. And that's just kind of been going on and on over this time. So tonight's kind of the end of this. We need to get these approved. We want to give people over 30 days notice of a rate change. Because if you have a rental property, and it affects your rates a couple bucks a month or something, they want to know so they can, you know, if they want to adjust a rate and so on. So what the plan will be, if these are approved, we will then get the notices out that the rates will change. They'll send those out, and we'll do that later this month, that they're affecting July 1. So that's kind of how that will all play out. Jeremy Green, basically our attorney, what we did is, if you remember, when we took over the sewer water districts, we just took their rules, whatever they had and they had had over the years, we just accepted them, we didn't change them, because you had to get it going. And so we always knew we were going to have to go back and then update them for the city and today's times and other things. So that's really what the sewer and the water ordinance are. They're kind of, they're repealing, what this does is it's going to repeal the ordinances that we passed before, which were the districts, and this now will establish our rules and, you know, update kind of how we fight. A couple of the big areas are, well, if you want to, we could go down through any of it. Maybe, and if we did one, the second one's about the same. That's one thing about it.
Okay.
So you could just insert water or sewer. Not always, because water and sewer obviously have their own. And Ashley knows these inside and out because she's worked with it so much. So if you get past the definition page, and you should be on 2015-4.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you got? Okay. So go past the definition pages and maybe go to section 4.
Okay.
One of the things that you're going to find is people will need to sign an application, and Ashley can explain it, but you get into rental properties, and rental properties are real, some of you have owned them, and you just understand how it works. What always happens is the tenant's supposed to pay for water and sewer, and then the tenant doesn't pay for water and sewer. And then you go to collect, the tenant moves, owing money, then the landowner, doesn't want to pay, we don't want to hook it back up. And this kind of makes it all real clear. So one of the things we'll be doing is the owners of the properties will sign an agreement that says we are ultimately responsible. Now, if they tell us that we're going to bill the tenant, we will bill the tenant. But if the tenant leaves owing $200, then the bill will go to the landowner. And that unit is not hooked back up for water until that's paid. And it was a little fuzzy on that before. Ashley, would you want to comment? You think this is a good...
It was fuzzy before, mostly because we didn't have the document signed by the property owner. If someone comes in and says, I'm going to rent this house out and I want my tenant to pay the bill, they're going to sign a piece of paper acknowledging not only that their application acknowledges they're going to obey ordinances and rules of the city, but another document saying, I'm in tenant status now. My tenant, I realize I'm responsible for what the tenant doesn't pay. So there'll be two sets of documents. We didn't have the second document before. So it made it harder for Jeremy and I to enforce.
So I think that's actually good.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, then you could go clear as far as Redmond, which is mandatory. Everybody, the you know, if you have a rental in Redmond, you the owner's billed. I mean, that's it, the owner's billed, and it's added into the rents. There is no system that we bill tenants in Redmond. Mm-hmm. But we'll see if this works. I think this should work out pretty good. Skip on down, obviously require deposits, refunds of deposits. What other areas, Ashley, do you think?
You know, I wrote a list. There's definitely a clear definition of what, in both the water and sewer ordinances, is considered the private homeowner's property, and where that line stops and it becomes public infrastructure. And more so in sewer than in water, that's super important for the homeowner to understand. Also, there was, in especially the water ordinance, there is strict rules about like meter reading boxes. They need to be cut, they can't be covered, they need to be cleared of debris, things like that weren't in the other ordinances. And also, the best part about the water ordinance is now we have ability to lien properties when we didn't have that as a special district. So that's what I found, that were major changes from this ordinance to the other. Most of them are, a lot of things are the same. Billing is the same. It's worded a little differently, but it's the same. And so that's about what I had.
How about mandatory connection?
Mandatory connection is still the same, but it's going to be handled differently, and that more is involved in the resolutions.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll just kind of talk through these, I guess.
I mean,
it's in the ordinance.
It, that's fine with me.
It's in the ordinance, though.
The mandatory connection?
Yeah, explain to it.
Mm-hmm. Mandatory connection is each person, when we move into Kegel, will be required to connect to our system.
Or anywhere,
more so. It's not an issue here because there's not that many that aren't connected. But when we go to Kegel, that gives us the ability to assure that they are going to pay for their set meter charge and be connected to our system.
I bet that's him calling on the phone.
Oh, I bet it is. City of La Pine, this is Ashley.
It's not.
Okay, I will call you right back on the other line. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
I can't transfer to my console. Okay, thank you. It was John. We'll give him 1 minute. Let him get these phones on.
4.6 talks about this.
Oh, okay.
They just talk about the rates. The resolution talks about the rates.
Oh, that's what I was looking for, mandatory.
I think that's right at the top of section 4.
Yeah, I got it.
If the line is
served by water.
If it's served.
Hi, this is John.
Hi, John. This is Ashley Williams.
Hi.
You're in our council meeting on a speakerphone. We're going through the water ordinance right now.
Thank you, John.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, what we'll do is kind of continue through, and we can get this and all that together. So we don't make it start right off. We just know what we're talking about. So mandatory connection, I think, it's been there. So what it says is you do have to hook up. If there's a surge. Now, if there's no pipe in the road, then you don't have to. But if it's there, you do. And the reason is we don't want to get into where, because what will happen is people will say, well, I'm just going to use my well for my domestic drinking and then hook onto the sewer only, because they want to get rid of it. Well, it's hard to shut down sewer, and most cities don't. I mean, you have to if water's available. The other thing is, if you go right down the street, assuming there's 20 houses on it, the 20 are going to hook up, and two do. Then I have to go raise everyone else's water rates. So it's just one of those things. And that, again, it's not capable. It's anywhere. If the service is available, then you would be required to hook up. And then we get into some issues with, and the reason we put in some of the numbers is the snowbirds and the people that want to take off and disconnect and reconnect, all of that kind of stuff. So those are the kind of the changes, things that we spend a lot of time working on with our staff and folks. Let's see. I guess that's, mostly it just puts it in today's language, better written, and that clarifies things. I mean, the districts always require a lot of things, and they obviously shut your water off if you didn't pay your bill and stuff like that. So this just, I think, really cleans it all up, brings it to 2015 and how we want to operate with some changes, and clarifies and adds more clarity to things. Saying that. John?
Yes.
Hey, we're just in our ordinance on water, but I thought maybe you could just kind of give an overview of water. I don't need you to talk at each one, to repeat yourself, but maybe just explain, where we've been and what we're trying to accomplish in all of this.
Well, okay, and do that for both water and wastewater, Rich?
Sure, go ahead, I think.
Okay. Well, we really had two main objectives for the work that we did with the rates. And the first was to look at how much revenue is needed from rates in order to meet the operating needs of both the water and the sewer service. And those operating needs were determined after a really hard look at the budget by city staff and cutting some costs going forward. But then also looking at the capital needs of each service, and there were projects that needed to be that are needed to be constructed in the coming years, and so we looked at those needs to determine if rate increases were necessary and how much additional revenue would be needed from rates. So that was the first main piece of work that we did for both services, and the result of that was the recommended 3% increase for water in 2016, fiscal year 2016, and the 10% increase for wastewater. And then the second piece was to look at the rate structures, and in other words, how should the rates be charged to individuals to recover that money. And the cities, we ended up recommending new structures for both. The city had charged its charges currently is water and sewer rates based on this concept of the equivalent dwelling unit for its commercial customers. And the number of dwelling units are assigned depending on, oh, it could be the number of seats for a restaurant or different physical characteristics of each customer. And what we're recommending instead for water is a structure where the fixed charge is based on the size of the meter, of the water meter, and then you pay for all water usage in a different rate for volume, and that rate would be slightly different for commercial customers than it is for single-family residences. Single-family residences would actually pay a rate that goes up slightly as the usage goes up. So as your usage goes up, you pay more for the water that you use. And commercial, those rates, are you looking at the rates there?
No.
Okay, so the
those are in the resolutions. We're kind of just doing the ordinances right now.
Okay, so I'll just leave it at that in terms of the structures. And then for sewer, the big change is instead of strictly being based on the dwelling unit, there are two components to that rate now proposed. The fixed rate, again, based on the size of the water meter, and then a usage rate, which for residential customers is based on their winter average usage. So in order not to charge residences for outdoor irrigation use, that's why you focus on their winter usage, because that's the water use that ends up in the wastewater system. And so those rates, residences would be applied by winter average usage, and then all commercial customers would pay for their sewer rates through their measured water usage, because in the case of commercial customers, most of their water usage does end up in the sewer system. So those were the two. First, the percentage rate increases that are recommended after a hard look at capital and operations, and then the rate structures, which are reflected in the ordinances, those rate structure changes.
Do you guys have any questions of John?
I had one about, just thinking about, a residence has a business in their home. And they need water to do that business. Is there any, do we try to capture that in any way?
We have, you know, we haven't addressed that. Technically, for the most part, home occupations are by code supposed to be incidental to living in the house. In other words, as far as having a water bottling plant out of your house, you know, where you're using large volumes of water, or something, you know, if you had a winery, you know, you could throw some of that stuff, but home occupation is supposed to be an accountant, someone they're sitting there doing billing. You know, you're not supposed to have employees coming and going. Right. There are a couple that probably do, but it would be. So it's considered residential if it's a resident.
Okay.
Unless it's in a commercial zone, it's been converted to a business. But if you still live and sleep there.
Can I ask a question?
Before.
I wonder whether or not you take that into account, that there are some business or commercial property out there that are non-profits, and you didn't take that into account at all?
No, nobody that, and John, you could, number one, I'll say then let John answer it. Non-profits, that would become every church, every fraternal organization, it's a long list. Schools, public buildings, they're all nonprofits. And it just, you know, it costs to provide the services. And it's actually, the number of nonprofit or not, say, tax exempt buildings is huge. And if you didn't charge water or sewer to those or gave a discount, then you're going to have to charge someone else. They got to make it up. So I don't know, John, do people do much of that or at all?
Well, the problem is because these are rates, as opposed to taxes, they are really required to be based on usage and impact instead of you know, they're supposed to be blind to who's actually using the service. So, as Rick said, if they're using water, they have to pay for it just like anyone else. If you were to try and exempt such customers, then you know, then you'd be open to this being challenged as a tax instead of a fee.
Good question. So, if there's no more on that, then you could just go ahead and open up for public comments, Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. At this time, we will open the discussion on this subject to public comment. Are there any public comments? Hearing none, I will close the public comments and we'll move to council deliberation. Council discussion.
Just clarification. Throughout the ordinance, it refers to the city manager. What happens when, I mean, is the city manager going to be making the decisions when you're not here? I mean
assistant.
Well, it says,
assistant? Yeah.
For example, 4.5.3, city may refuse water service, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, if a form approved by the city manager, you know, and then down on the mandatory connection, it refers to the city manager may extend the aforementioned 90-day time period. What happens if the city manager isn't here?
I mean, physically not here. I mean,
to make that
with decision. Any of these, I mean, if it's an emergency, we're not going to shut water off. You know, that can wait. And if it's these would be dealt with, they're going to call me. But it's also city manager or the designate
okay.
can say, well, Scott can make it.
Okay, that's
none of this stuff is really none of this is emergency stuff. This is you know, policies on our if somebody says, well, I want to get a 90, I don't want to hook up my thing. My hookup. Well, that's not an emergency on Saturday afternoon. You know,
right.
I mean, it can wait, you know, because it's a billing issue and, you know, and all of those things. So it's nothing. I don't see that it would ever be an issue. And they do say or designate.
In the definition.
In the definition. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I will call for a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-04. Should I read the title?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. A motion for ordinance number 2015-04, an ordinance concerning the City of Lapine's water system utility, adopting certain rules, regulations, rates, and charges, concerning the water system utility, amending, replacing, and or superseding any and all ordinances, resolutions, and or policies in conflict with this ordinance, including certain water system utility rules and regulations adopted under ordinance number 2012-08, and declaring an emergency. Is there a motion?
I shall move. Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve this ordinance. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all of those in favor?
Aye.
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 We need to do a roll call.
Roll call. Yeah.
Patty.
Aye.
Roll call.
Oh, yeah. Karen Ward, aye.
Kathy Egan, aye.
Greg Jones, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
Let the record reflect that the vote was unanimously approving it. And we're done. Yeah.
With that.
With that. Okay, we are now on item number 9, which is ordinance number 2015-05. And it's an ordinance concerning the City of Lapine sewer system utilities adopting certain rules, regulation, rates, and charges concerning the sewer system utility, amending, replacing, and or superseding any and all ordinances, resolutions, and or policies in conflict with this ordinance, including certain sewer system utility rules and regulations adopted under ordinance number 2012-06 and declared an emergency. I will at this time open a public hearing on this ordinance and ask for a staff report.
Same as we kind of said in the water issue, this is updating our ordinances to 2015, repealing all the prior ordinances that were adopted, including those that came from the Lapine Special Sewer District. The resolution will set the rates, and those we'll get to in a few minutes. As far as requiring owners to sign all that, all those things that happen in water will happen in sewer also. The bill will be the responsibility of the landowner if the tenant will pay, all of those kinds of things. We have the ability, if we end up with some folks with extra strong, right now we're not addressing strength of any effluent, but we have the ability down the road to do all of that. I think they've done a good job between John and Jeremy and the meetings we've had over getting the ordinances right. So I think, again, nothing catastrophic in here. It's just how we go about operating the day-to-day business of the sewer system.
Okay.
John, do you have anything to add on sewers?
I don't think so, any more than I said previously.
Okay. Without further ado, Council, is there any discussion?
You need to open up the hearing.
Ah, that's right. Excuse me. I will open it to public comments at this time. Or did we do that? No, open the public. Yeah, we opened it.
No, remember, this is each ordinance you're going to be doing this. You right. Did it, so now you're doing it.
Okay.
On this ordinance.
Open the public hearing. Staff report's completed. Is there any public comments? Hearing none, I will close the public comments and go to council deliberations. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I will call for a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-04, an ordinance concerning the City of Lapine sewer system utility adopting certain rules, regulations, rates, and charges concerning the sewer system utility, amending, replacing, and or superseding any and all ordinances, resolutions, and or policies in conflict with this ordinance, including certain sewer system utility rules and regulations adopted under ordinance number 2012-06 and declaring an emergency.
Since it's on tape, I'd like to note that the ordinance number is 2015-05, you said 04.
I'm sorry.
Just a technicality.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve this ordinance?
I shall move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Karen Ward, aye.
Kathy Egan, aye.
Greg Jones, aye.
Steve Martinez, aye.
Those opposed? It's unanimously approved. And we will go to item number 10, which is ordinance number 2015-06, an ordinance providing for the control of cross connections concerning the City of Lapine's water system utility, amending, replacing, or superseding any and all ordinances, resolutions, and or policies in conflict with this ordinance, including any cross connection rules, regulations adopted under ordinance number 2012-08, declaring an emergency. I will open the public hearing at this time and ask for a staff report.
This is a new, updated cross-connection ordinance, and cross-connection is backfill. So that nothing comes from your house and is taken back into the water system and sent to your neighbor. So that's a state law that you have these. You see, don't you, most of y'all have on your irrigation systems? And some of you currently, if you're on the water system, you may hire it, but under this proposal, I think it's more in the resolution. Is that the resolution?
It's in the resolution.
But one of the changes is that we'll be charging a fee, and then we will contract to a company, and they will come do them all, which is a thing that a lot of places do. Right now, we end up with, some of the people hire someone, some don't, and you run around chasing this for months. And it is a requirement. There's no way around it. If you don't want it, you can't have water service. So what some cities have done is they've established a fee. You'd say it's a couple bucks a month, $3 a month. Then it's just paid throughout the year. We then will go bid a contract, and a company will come in, and they will go around and do all of them. We get one set of reports from one company that we know it's all been done. It's really a cleaner, easier way for everyone than 600 people trying to call various backflow folks who all do it differently. Is that?
And actually, we contracted out now. Nothing's really going to change per se, except that everybody will be charged this fee. Even the school is a good example. They have their own backflow tester. He comes in every year, tests their backflows, and he's still more than welcome to do that. We don't care. But we have to facilitate the work with the state of Oregon to say, we know it's been tested, it's hooked to our system, so they're going to pay us that $250 fee for processing all that paperwork. And for most of the homeowners, you guys pay us that fee, and we test it for you, and nothing's going to change. The rate doesn't change or anything. It's just now everybody's doing it.
Any comments, John, on cross-connection?
No, I really don't have anything to add on that one, on either of the cross-connection ordinances.
Okay.
I've got a question. But first I'll go to public comment. Any public comment on ordinance number 2015-06? Hearing none, I will close public comments. And we'll go to council deliberations. I've got a question about Glenwood Acres.
Mm-hmm.
We are using city water.
Mm-hmm.
We have X number of backflow devices because it is required by law. And is there any thing that would prevent the city from coming in under their contract and testing our backflow devices?
If you guys covered the cost, because see, we're just getting...
We would just charge you $250 since you're in one account, so you would have to cover our costs.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we could add on those per thing and then have you guys just write just a check for them.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you guys do it now?
We hire a backflow tester that comes out. We pick it, we change it every once in a while, but we take it from the county's certified a backflow list.
Proof,
okay.
We could do that either
way.
Any
reason why that would be.
Okay. Council, anything? Greg?
I just wondered, is that going to be charged on a monthly basis?
$2.50 a month? We're not going to do that to your thing anymore, because what will happen is you have a homeowner and a tenant, and the homeowner is going to pay that $30 backflow charge every year. They're used to it. But the tenant's been paying $250 all year. So he calls and says, hey, I got my $30 backflow bill. And Patty and I are digging up accounts going, oh, wait, did the tenant pay that all year? And so we're just stopping that. $250 a month, every customer, and then it's done.
Yeah,
every meter that's hooked up is going to have that $250 charge.
I'm sure you get a lot of calls when they get that $30 added to their bill and go, what's this?
My favorite is the person that forgot that they have to pay backflow in March, and then they get 10 late fees, and then they call and say, I didn't know I had to pay late backflow for 6 months, so could you waive my $30 in late fees? No, probably not. You should look at the bill. So.
Okay, that was just
Karen, anything? Kevin? Okay. Then with that, I will call for a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-06, an ordinance providing for the control of cross-connection concerning the City of La Pine's water system utility, amending, replacing, and or superseding any and all ordinances, resolutions, and or policies in conflict with this ordinance, including any cross-connection rules and regulations adopted under ordinance number 2012-08 and declaring an emergency. And we'll have, is there a motion?
I shall move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
Karen Ward, aye.
Kathy Egan, aye.
Greg Jones, aye.
Steve Martinez, aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, it's unanimous. We approved. We are down at resolution number 2015-02, a resolution establishing certain water rates, charges, and fees effective as of July the 1st, 2015. Any discussion, council? Staff?
No.
Okay. Discussion, council? Hearing none, I'll call for a motion for approval of resolution number 2015-02. A resolution establishing certain water rights, rates, charges, and fees effective as of July 1st, 2015.
Well, so moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Karen Ward. Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye.
It's not a roll call.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved. Resolution number 2015-03, a resolution establishing certain sewer rates, charges, and fees effective as of July the 1st, 2015. Is there nothing from staff?
Yeah, you've got the rate charges. The second page kind of has some of the little things. One is the septic rates on the outside septic. We talked to the budget committee. So I think when our studies are done, with kind of what's the loading up there, that rate may change. You see on number 5, second page, mm-hmm. 0.0475, that's the rate we were talking about last night. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that would be, but in the resolution, just come do that. And then we've got some disconnect fees, and if you drive over and break your sewer tank lid and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the water one actually has kind of because it refers back to things like door hangers and just stuff like that, because it's going to be connected. Water and sewer, you have water, you have sewer, so it's the same. We basically shut the water off. So that's why they're not all in this.
Okay. Any deliberation or discussion, council? Hearing none, I will call for a motion to approve resolution number 2015-03.
Yes.
A resolution establishes certain sewer rates, charges, and fees effective as of July the 1st, 2015.
I so move.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Aye. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved. Now, item number 13 is resolution number 2015-04.
Just before, because we'll let John go on these, because this is revenue sharing. Thank John and his staff for working with us, and we'll be back together working on SDCs again in the fall, and we'll look at some of this. I think the council needs to be aware of, people, we've said it, but probably should just be on the record. We understand there's some changes, and there'll be some people that will see bills go up more than others, and some will see decreases. Expect us to hear from those whose rates go up, and the silent others will hear compliments. They will just be happy. And so I think it's important as council that you don't overreact. You cannot. This is an ordinance and a thing that's just because your neighbor says, you've got to, I think, not get yourself all flustered up into it all, because it's going to be very frustrating for you if you do that. Mm-hmm. Because there are going to be people that may see a change because they waste a lot of water or they do things. It's how they live, and it will be impacted in this. And you're going to get all kinds of the stories. You set my sewer rate because I had December, January, February, I happened to have 5 relatives visiting for 3 months. Well, they left. So therefore, you need to bring my sewer rate down. It's not fair to charge me for the year. It's going to be every kind of story. But see, right now, it's just everyone pays the same. But when you go to flow-based, maybe you have a roommate in January and February, and then they move out. Maybe you get divorced, and the husband and the 3 kids leave. And you're now there single. There's really not a system to go in and start adjusting all of that. So people are going to try, because you're used to this, they're going to play you at every angle. And I just think you need to be aware this is a change in how it's charged. And it's calculated to what our operational costs are, and the long-term needs to fund replacement of water tanks, all the things that we need. And, we'll be prepared come August, because that's when we'll hear about it, is August 1st.
Right, when I'm heading on my camping trip.
Yeah. Any comments, John?
No, that was well said. I, of course, appreciate very much the efforts of staff. That we really they really got us everything we needed in order to do this work. So, thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right, John, we'll let you go.
Okay, we'll talk with you soon.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye.
And thanks to the council. I mean, these are tough, and these things are complicated, and they go on and on. We work on it a lot. So tonight was kind of just approving things. But I think that you've spent hours and hours sitting here. We've had, like, say, those hours of sessions. You know, it's tough to quite understand it all. But I think we have a fair system that will work.
I appreciate it, and the whole idea. We have people in here, and there was not kicking the floor or chairs, or it seemed to be pretty well understood and not really taken as a big slap of higher expenses. It's a modest increase. It does change ways, but I got my tone from the public that was here during those hearings. So I think it's a great job that's been done. Anything, Council?
Just wait till they get the bill.
Oh, well.
They always change. Believe me, I know.
Can I clarify? I think I just got confused. I thought I knew something a minute.
Well, I'll probably be confused too.
You probably will. Okay, like the water, you're just giving the example. Say you stay on that tier one most of the time. But
which,
yeah, family.
Are you?
Oh, I'm just looking at the most
resolution.
Charge.
Which resolution is that?
O2.
O2. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're on tier one, and you use the 3,600 gallons.
Right.
Then you have family come in. You know, you're on there 6 months of the year at least. Family comes in and...
Water's by usage, so
okay.
That won't matter.
Okay, so it's
monthly
just on,
by usage.
Okay, it's just on the sewer.
Yeah, if you use more, you pay more. If you use less, you pay.
So if you have family here, Kathy, and you for 8 months have been in the 3,600 range, and your family comes and you use 5,000 gallons,
yeah,
you will pay for tier two. Now, once your family leaves,
then it drops back.
It will go back down to your regular tier. It's by the month what tier you're in.
Okay.
But under sewer, because we use the flow from those winter months. If you had a household during those months, then the next July, that sets your water rate, your sewer rates for the year.
Okay, that's going to be the...
Yeah, I mean, again, you're going to get a lot of work. Does the average person fill their house up for 4 months in the winter and then it empties out? Yeah, there could be someone, and we can find someone
that
does it.
I think we made our winter average range because we have such a long winter here. I think we made it five months long.
It's not six.
It's not six, but it was five at least. It wasn't 3 months.
Okay.
So if you had someone here for 3 months, you probably would offset it in the other two, or at least somewhat.
Yeah.
Just don't invite anybody during the week.
Yeah, tell us we can't visit the pine.
I can't come till April.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
It will be in the room tax.
All right. Now we'll go to item number 13, the resolution number 2015-04, a resolution declaring city's election to receive state revenues.
We did this last night. This is our requirement. It's an opportunity for you to ask if anyone would like to comment on the city's use of state revenue sharing, and if not, then vote to approve the resolution.
Is there any comments regarding the city's desire or election to receive monies from the state called state revenues? Hearing none. We will go to a motion to approve resolution number 2015-04, a resolution declaring city's election to receive state revenues.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That's unanimously approved. We'll go to item number 14, which is resolution number 2015-05, resolution declaring the municipal services provided by the City of Lapine in order to receive state share dividends.
Another requirement every year, in order to have a city and receive those funds, you have to provide at least four basic services. We provide more than that, sewer, water, planning, roads. So we don't do fire and police. That's really the only two that are on the list, and it could be others. But we more than qualify for this, and we've been passing this every year, mm-hmm. pretty much probably since the city was formed.
Any discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution number 05, a resolution declaring the municipal services provided by the City of Lapine in order to receive state share revenues.
I so moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved. We go to item 15, which is an RFP, request for proposal, recommendation for the city auditor.
There's nothing on mine. Did you have anything out? Is there anything in your packets on that? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we had an RFP, so you haven't included anything or? Well, then I've got to take just a second to find. I thought that was in here. We did an RFP. We've been using the same auditors for a few years and extending it. And Brenda Bartlett, our finance director, handled this for us. And we put out the RFP. We only had two companies respond. I think part of it's because we've been getting a good rate, and they know that because they can see in our budget, and they don't want to bid. And because I had some calls from some bid firms, and they weren't interested. So I'm trying to hunt here for the here it is. Basically, we had the two. One was Polly Rogers, who we have had in the past, and you know they've done fine, and we could use them again. The other company is called Touche Scherer, and they are out of Southern Oregon. And she did a kind of matrix on do they meet the mandatory requirements? Yes or no? Are they good, bad? One of the things you want to make sure that you're not. They're not able to provide it. We did reference checks, Gold Hill, Turner, some of those cities that firm uses. Because that firm came in. Bottom line is, she recommends that we hire the new firm, and it's called Tucher, Tucher. If you want to write that down, maybe...
Will you say it one more time, T-U-C-H?
No, I want Conrad to tell me. Conrad, if you write this down, tell me what the name of this is going to be. T-U-C-H-S-C-H-E-R-E-R. There's a tush in there.
Sure.
And... basically, our bid from Polly Rogers was $15,000, and that's what we paid last year. This firm is $11,000.
Oh, nice.
So we'd save $4,000.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you a little nervous, but we did get some references, so we're going to go ahead and try it. And Brenda said she's comfortable with it. Okay. So taking her recommendation as our finance manager, and she did the talking and she did the checking. So I recommend that we hire... We'll do a contract. You'd approve the hiring of that firm as the auditor for, and then negotiating our agreement. It'll be a 3-year agreement. If we don't like, we can cancel. But we'll do a 3-year agreement with an option for 2 more. They have to meet the requirements of the law. So, we'll I always get nervous when we switch, but it's just been nothing. Save us $4,000.
Touche.
I didn't touch on why Brenda didn't mind losing or spending less and not didn't wasn't concerned about that, was that every reference she spoke to said that this firm does a lot of things electronically, and there's not a huge need for them to come into our office and come to the field maybe for a day or so, but most of it's done online. So we would just confer back and forth with them in Southern Oregon. Instead of having them, Polly Rogers would come for 3 days. And they're expecting to come for maybe one and each staff and do that. So that was Brenda's logic behind that. We discussed it.
And it's pronounced just touche. There's no extra ER at the end.
Okay.
It's touche.
Touche.
Well, we'll meet the touche. Okay.
Touche or not touche?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jeez, Conrad, so smart.
Yeah.
What language is that? French. So if you just want to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation for a city auditor to share company?
So, sure.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved to use to share. Item number 16 is an RFP for insurance agent of record interview. And
I provide you a little bit of a report there. We put this out, we've been so busy, it's kind of been hanging. We had three respondents for agent of record. Currently, you know, it was with the Pine Insurance. Mm-hmm. Art Uecker, Art left, went to Washington Federal Bank, which is subsidiary, it's Washington Federal. And they were headquartered, or they are, the manager here was in Eugene, was only over here once every couple of weeks. However, I guess that's changed, they're here more often. They bid, and of course, Bancorp Insurance, Rex Lucier. What I need is, I need to get this done, so next Wednesday on the 20th, either at 10 to noon or 2 to 4, have these three companies in. We're at like 30-minute intervals. It'd take us a couple hours. If the whole council would like to do that, or if just some of you would like to do it. We buy from City County Insurance. The rates are set by them. So it's not something where one company will be cheaper. It has no price difference. It's the service level. Do you want it located? Do you want someone that's in your town? Do you feel that firm can provide the service? Is it, you know, or in this case, we have two of them that have a storefront. And the one is from Eugene, WHA. Or we could decide we just want to interview two, and I'll just call up two of them. They all can obviously do the work. But I was thinking of having all three, at least give the opportunity of the third one to come over. We could do a Skype or something if they didn't want to drive over. But bottom line is I need some of you to help pick. You know, it was obviously the local politics of all of this. And like any good politician, I sure need cover and help for this.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I'd love to have you all part of that. But it's okay if you don't want to.
Question.
I'd like to.
You said that we pay a certain rate,
yeah,
and then it's handled by our agent of record.
Yeah, so what you do is we had a claim. We would call whatever our agent of record, or if we said, hey, you know, are we insured high enough on our buildings? It's their job to run around and check that all out. We've not had much contact in the 2.5 years. This second time I've been here, I haven't had virtually any calls. We don't have claims.
Right.
I don't think we've ever had a claim. In the 4 or 5 years I've been here, we've never had a claim of any kind. So, you know, you've had no reason to call them. However, what normally happens, the agent would come once a year, go over your coverage. You're insured for this much liability, this much for theft coverage. You know, we've got $1 million on this building, you know, all of that. And they kind of give you a report every year. It's just one of those things you go through. That's how most cities, that has not happened here. So I thought it was time to go out for this process to get a new agent.
Okay.
And then start that, where it's an annual thing where they come in.
Do these different agencies like have a rating system? a rating system that we could look at, you know, like a 5-star rating or anything like that available to us?
I don't know who rates insurance companies. I think it's really, it's almost like hiring a doctor. I mean, in other words, the insurance is city, county. They're the ones that it's their rules, it's their things. It's really who do you want to interact with? Who do you want to sit at a table if you have a claim and they go to bat for you? You got to feel good about all of that.
And our local agent would do that.
Yes, whoever we hire.
Okay.
Is that person. It's the only one we call is really them. And then city county pays them. They get, I think all these are like, city county pays 10%. That's what those agents get paid. We don't pay the agent.
Yeah.
And to the city county is a care we hire.
So for how long would we hire them?
It would be almost like your attorney. We're going to do a 3-year agreement, probably a 2-year extension. This isn't something you want to do very often. This is not something you go changing every year. You know, because they get used to your, what, you know, they'll go look at all your buildings and, you know, check out all the stuff we have. It's a needed thing. It's something you don't hear a lot from, but it is important. I think we've been lacking there a little. You know, I think that when he was selling and not around, and, you know, just interest levels went elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your chance. It'd be like an interview, and they got to sell themselves. So I think part of his experience. What other public entities do you take care of? Those kind of things.
Okay.
All of these people, obviously, they take care. They do public entities.
And that's 12 to noon. I mean, 12 to 2.
But it could be no. It could be 10 to noon. I said we need 2 hours. Give you a half hour each. So I was just giving you the option of in the morning, and I know that Karen is easier in the afternoon. I have not called these companies yet. So one of them may Saturday want to come, but. I don't know that. I got to start somewhere. So I thought first find out from you. If the date works, pick a time. And then we're going to tell them tomorrow, this is the time you're scheduled for. So morning or afternoon, who wants to do it?
Stu, you want to do it?
I will.
No, I haven't been gone out of the office this month. When?
Stu, I now.
When?
What day?
Next Wednesday.
The 20th?
Yeah.
Is that the start?
It's before your afternoon nap.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah. I will. Check with Greg.
Yeah, I could do it.
Okay, Greg.
And time doesn't really matter.
Kathy?
Morning or afternoon?
I'll do it.
Morning or afternoon?
I usually like mornings, but she needs afternoon. That's fine.
We should try to do it in the afternoon to take care of
okay.
Our counselor, if that's possible.
That's fine.
Is that satisfactory?
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor, will you be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. I haven't checked my calendar yet.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'd be here alone. I'm gonna have to bring in the Vina Gallery.
Have you looked at your calendar?
It's wide open.
Okay, good. Then I may not be here.
Okay. Well, what I think we'll do, because we'll just assume we'll have at least three, we'll go ahead and advertise it on our website that it's a public, so anyone could come listen and sit in. Let's do it at 2:00. So you guys would notify these three firms tomorrow and just give them pick a time, give them a 2:00, 2:30, 3?
3:30.
No, 3. That would be 3. 3:30 is for us to talk.
Oh.
After they're done.
You want to do that in between interviews?
Well, but no,
I'm kidding.
And go ahead and just notice that it's going to be in interviews for insurance agent record.
1 to 3?
No, 2 to 4.
Okay.
Patty?
Yes.
Could you get
them
back
to
the original?
Yes.
Do we need
she has them right in here.
Okay.
Number 17.
And what we'll do is make copies of those proposals. Maybe you can come in sometime and take those up. You look at those ahead of time. You'll talk about references and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them to Patty. She's got them all, so she can make some copies.
You want a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a motion to interview insurance of agent on May the 20th from 2 to 4?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved to meet to interview an agent, an insurance agent of record. Item number 17.
Would like authorization to hire Corey Heisley as our assistant for the city manager and community development. So Corey, you all remember, worked for us for as an intern kind of last year, and I wasn't even sure if he was wanting to apply for this job, but he did, and he wanted it pretty bad, and he's emailed me every couple days. Definitely has the, you know, the qualifications for what we're looking for, and I think a known commodity. I did get the calls from his boss in Washington, D.C., where he's at the National League of Cities, said, spoke very highly of him, and said he was great, and then also the professor at Portland State University, Hatfield School. He's named after Mark Hatfield, and that's where they take folks that are kind of working in public administration. And Corey, I told Corey that we would expect him to be here 2 to 3 years, and he agreed to that. He said probably it takes three anyway, and so he would commit to that. He likes to fish and hike, cascades, and he has a sister in Bend. So he was excited. He plans on being here next Tuesday. And so if you guys give me the go ahead, I'll start working on the pay side of it and those kind of things. We did a background check, and he so far is fine. His Social Security number came back to him. He has no particular traffic tickets, all those things. And so everything checked out. And then he'll be here for a couple, 3 days next week, and then I think maybe 2 or 3 the fall. And then he's going on his month, 3-week vacation with his dad and his little brother to Europe. He's went to school for about 8 years. He's been in school from kindergarten.
Yeah. On. That's a long time.
Through 12 years of high school and 8 years of college and master degree programs from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. And, of course, you know, he went to Carnegie Mellon, and he is very smart young man. And we're pretty lucky, I think, to get him to come over. And so, anyway, I told him he deserved his 3 weeks in Europe with his dad and brother, and that he's never traveled out of the country because he's been going to school. So he would then be back right before the 1st of July.
He'd be in on 20th, maybe. On the Wednesday?
Yeah, he will be, because he's going to be.
Yeah.
He should be. I'm not sure how that's all playing out. But anyway, I know he'll be here next week for a few days.
Is there a motion to, are there any discussion, any comments, guys?
So authorize city manager to hire Corey Heisley.
Yeah. Hearing none, is there a motion to authorize the city manager to hire assistant to the city manager and community development?
So moved. We all want him to.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
If you can pronounce that last word that Rick has in.
Yes.
Now what?
If you can pronounce that last name.
Toucher.
Toucher.
Toucher. Yeah. Toucher. What nationality is that?
I'm not good with it again.
Okay.
Well, good.
All right.
We went through these pretty fast.
Yeah. Item number 18 is other matters, and I will start with the proclamation. The City of Lapine, a proclamation declaring Saturday, June the 6th, 2015, Friends of Lapine City Cleanup Day. Whereas in collaboration with Friends of Lapine, a partnership of Deschutes County, Deschutes Court County Juvenile Community Service, ODOT, Oregon Youth Challenge Program Cadets, Lapine High School, NJROTC, Lapine Park and Rec, numerous businesses, and other local organizations and individuals, the City of Lapine itself is declaring June the 6th, 2015 is Friends of Lapine City Cleanup Day, and whereas by calling attention to the need for a community effort for the cleanup of the downtown and Wickiup Park and Ride areas and performing the same, hope to create a more presentable appearance to our city of our city to our community citizens, regular visitors, and tourists, and whereas the city supports and sponsorship are crucial to the Friends of Lapine's success, and whereas the recognition of the beauty and character of our city are crucial to our citizens, our visitors, and the future of tourism, and whereas the coming together of Lapine community in this endeavor strengthens our uniqueness as a city and community, therefore be it resolved that the City of Lapine, Oregon, hereby proclaims June the 6th, 2015 as the Friends of Lapine City Cleanup Day, and hereby urges all citizens and community organizations to join in and support the effort on the 6th of June, 2015 as the official cleanup day of the City of Lapine, dated this 13th day of May, 2015 by the City Council of Lapine. Any discussion? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the proclamation?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved. And then we have a couple of things, but we'll go to the budget committee for the Urban Renewal District, and would you like to read that?
Sure. The Urban Renewal Ordinance says that the City Council need to appoint the Budget Committee. We have four people that are willing to serve on that Budget Committee. And before I go any further, will anybody else serve on that Budget Committee? I need seven and I have four.
It's a
and it can be anybody. You're going to come in on Tuesday night at 6:30. You'll probably be here about 15 minutes, and they're three-year terms.
You could come at 6, and we're going to have it. The plan is this. There's a committee that we have formed, because there's nothing too much to do right now, but we formed it, and that's Vicki Russell, Stu, the mayor,
Wendy Potok.
Wendy. From the Ace Hardware.
Oh,
Steve.
And Gaywith.
And.
Right.
And all of them, I've heard from all of them but Wendy, that they're all going to attend. But under the law, we have to have seven, because that's the rule. You have to about match it. The plan is talk for a half hour, say what we're doing, and kind of, you know, what we plan ahead for this next year a little bit. And then at 6:30, go into a budget meeting. We'll have one light, basically, about $25,000 coming in for the year, and we're just going to roll it all over. I did put $2,500 to legal, $2,500 to audit, and the rest is just carry over, and it all may carry over. And I would expect to do that for a couple of years. In the next year, then it'll be $40,000 or $50,000. You have the two together, you'll have $80,000, and then the next year it'll be $60,000, and now you got $150,000. And you just it's a rolling thing, and if you start spending it now, so it was about a 15-minute budget. And we can run short, but if anyone would like, what Ashley says, ask anyone in the audience. You don't have to live in the city. You know, if there's someone who wanted to serve mayor, you guys could sure ask and put them on to just so that we have the bodies.
Sure.
And we have staggered terms. If someone quit halfway through, it's fine. So, but we do need you to appoint the folks by our ordinance.
Right. Anybody in the audience tonight?
You said Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, 6 o'clock, between 6 and 6:30.
Next Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday.
Election day.
Election day.
Yes, and then you can go to the election parties, because we'll be done by 7. The results don't come in till 8.
You can't go.
Oh, no, you've got a party.
There at
so,
6.
Well,
yeah.
You can't. You've already signed up for an event. You're passing flyers out for subs.
Well, yeah, we'll just...
You can't throw your own party in the
notch. And not show.
Does it have to be a resident of the city?
No. And actually, our Alonzo already said he would do it. Mm-hmm. And Karen, basically the council members. So if we could get
Linda.
And Kitty told me that she's going golfing. So
what do you need to know?
Tonight.
Well, tonight, did you
ever? You guys are going to appoint them, so if we're going to get the other three. We got to get them tonight, and if not, then
we're short. We're short. It's fine. We're saying something.
We're just offering it up to you guys. Everybody loves to volunteer.
Okay. Hearing none, then.
Hearing none.
You got the list in front.
Then I would ask that the council allow me to read this motion for you.
Please.
We would like to appoint Greg Jones as position number one, term expiration December 31st, 2018, to the Urban Renewal Budget Committee. Kathy Agin is position two, term expiration December 31st, 2017. Karen Ward is position three, term expiration December 31st, 2018. And Rolando Alonso at position four, term expiration December 31st, 2017.
Okay. Any discussion, council?
Any motion?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the Urban Renewal District Budget Committee as described?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved. And I have this document, the intergovernmental agreement between the...
What that is, you could just... I was going to put the consent resolution, if you just want to approve. This is, we had our dog ordinance and it had an extension where it could be extended, and they sent that down like they wanted us to kind of formally say that it's being extended. The ability to do it was in here. So I would just say, if you want to have a motion to approve the agreement between the city and the sheriff's office on animal control.
As an extension?
It provides for an extension, okay. And that's what it is.
Okay.
No new documents.
Yeah.
They sent it to us. I mean, normally I would have thought it did it.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office and the City of Pine?
So moved. Seconded.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved.
I want you to send them a note that the council agreed to the extension so that they have kind of a formal word of it.
We're now at item 19. It's public comment time. Any comments?
Peanut Gallery has no comments to make.
Let the record reflect that that came from Doug Ward, a city resident. Okay, staff.
We're glad you're here.
Stay.
Staff.
Stay. Well, I would say we've been busy. One of the things I'm sorry about. This is always, and that's why I'm trying to keep. As I was telling Karen earlier. You know, hopefully for the next, again, for, as I kind of said a month ago, but it's been difficult, we're trying to stick to the things we have to do. Try to save all ceremonial things until we get done with all of this, because we got budgets. Now we're going to have the Urban Renewal. The Urban Renewal, then actually, they'll do that next Tuesday. But then the board, which two of you sit on, has to meet 2 or 3 weeks later to actually adopt. There's just a lot of meetings. There is nothing I can do, so we need to kind of stick to business. And I am sorry about the Public Works, ODOT wanted to meet next week. We were trying to do 3 in the afternoon with all of you. And I'm just telling them, no, that we'll do it in June. We were going to meet a week ago, then they got busy, and so things canceled. So I just say, you know, it's just a lot of requests for lots of people to meet. And I just believe that you literally would be down here every other day, and we're just running around. And I just have to say, no. You know, we just can't be all this different. So do plan on it. Thank you for agreeing to do the that. We started today working on the new grant from the Transportation Growth Management. So I had a conference call. The Sierra Architects is going to be up here on June 9th, which is a Tuesday. And that's also the LED meeting day. They're going to be here all day. They're going to be going up and down Huntington Road in those areas taking photos.
Who is that?
It's Sierra Architects. They're the ones working.
Sierra.
Sierra. And they are going to be taking photos, inventorying Huntington Road, what it looks like. Then that's going to be part of their thing. Then they're going to interview people, some one-on-ones, some twos-on-twos. They're going to, I think, try to. I'm going to talk to Janet, have them be at our LED meeting. talk to folks there. You kind of get the business folks. I might get them the night before at the RDI meeting that they're having, because they're going to come in Monday night anyway, so do that. They will kind of inventory things, look at what they think, some ideas of stuff. They will then come back in September, and we've actually picked a date, and they will come back and they will then do a community meeting for 2 or 3 hours and have a PowerPoint of kind of some photos of what they've seen and things that, you know, some recommendations of changes and what can be done and so on. So today, yeah, I had the LCDC, Land Conservation Development, on the phone, also, or Oregon Park Transportation, ODOT, along with the architects and the consultants. And we work this all out. Let's see. You did notice there was a one of our code complaints had a problem last night at 10 o'clock over in on the railroad. And it's no longer there. It burned down.
Really?
So that will change the code complaint somewhat. But it's there. And so I was out there today and talked to the fire chief and the state fire marshal and things. And so that will be an interesting one, because it will probably be an abandoned property that's half burnt. And the garbage sacks are all there because they weren't where the fire was. So we'll see where that all ends up. And that's about three down from the other one that we're working on. But while the fire marshal was there, I reminded him that we had another one that he needed to work on. Four more houses down, and
good.
I talked to him as assistant, and so they said it is a violation that's going on there. It's a state violation, has nothing to do with our codes. And they can close that. They can cite it, so they're going to do that. So we're working on
moving
that area. And while I was there, I checked on the goats across the street, and we've still got lots of goats. And I got photos of the goats. So.
What do we got? Two goats per acre?
Two goats per acre, and they have about 12 on 2 acres. So, you know, another day in paradise.
Yeah.
So that's...
No chickens. Right, Stu?
No chickens.
12 chickens. 1 acre.
I think that's okay. Enough for...
Okay. Council comments?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
It was brought to my attention that ODOT put up our Purple Heart signs. We have one right over here and one at the north end. They look fabulous. I've had a couple comments on them. So I just want to thank council for approving that and getting that done. And I'll go over to ODOT tomorrow and thank them for doing that.
What are these two?
These are, okay, Greg asked me that earlier. Ben Heroes, who I worked with to get this done, gave us two extras because they figure at some point we would want them at the
Burgess.
West End, Burgess coming into town for people coming in from the lakes to know, and from Wicked Up already has them.
Oh.
But up at Palina Lake Road, for the folks coming down, so that we have them at north, east, west,
and south.
And south. Yeah, thank you.
Good. Okay. Any other?
I just had one thing. With the sheriff retiring and the new man coming on board, I thought maybe it would be a good idea for the city of La Pine to invite him down or sit down with the council and the folks of La Pine. And I also wanted to remind everybody that next month we will be hosting the Small Cities meeting. And
hey,
let us know if you're coming so we can order lunch.
What was that date?
I believe it's the 10th or the 17th.
10th. Oh, okay. Those are Wednesdays.
It's either the 10th or the 17th. I will email everybody tomorrow.
Is that meeting open to the public?
No.
Yay.
Okay. Any other comments, council?
No.
Okay. The only thing I have in the mayor's comments is I'm leaving town in the morning. Be back on Monday.
You're always leaving town.
I know. There's no gold pot of gold down in California. That's not where we're going. So, but the 15th of June, I have a couple fishing buddies coming, and I'm going to be fishing all that week. So don't look for me. Don't send me emails.
We'll send emails. They'll just don't have an answer.
They won't. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I plan on taking a week to fish everything around here. So.
Well, I'll be going in Montana. I'll be in Montana in July, sometime later, mid to late July.
First week of August. And actually, Vicki and I are going to take a road trip across America on the first, about the 10th of, right after the council session.
In
August.
Oh. How long are you going to be on?
Near on 2 weeks.
2 weeks? You're going to drive across the country and back in 2 weeks? Are you going to stop anywhere?
We're going three places. So,
well, you know, in July and August, people do start to do things. And what I really try to do, like in July, just have one regular council meeting, kind of split it somewhere, or just have one in there so that people don't, because it does, people tend to vacation more. You get fires. You know, stuff just comes along, and so we'll try it.
And I just make the comment to anybody in here who would like to come down on Saturday the 6th of June and join in on the city cleanup day. We have levels of work that go from sitting on the bench, passing out water, to, using a weed eater. So there's plenty of levels of work for anybody that wants to come along and join in. So that's all I have. And
is this Conrad your last meeting?
I'll be at another one.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the transition of whoever gets elected from our school.
Have they picked that yet?
Elections are the 28th of May, and so in the next 2 weeks we'll know who's going to be. And then our school will vote.
You mean the student body?
Yeah. And then we'll pick from there.
And there appears to be two candidates.
Oh.
If you can make it to that small cities, come for that.
Okay. Is that small cities with you, is that?
Yeah, I'll email. Get the email.
Yeah, they'll be
his email address.
Yeah, that'd be good. You're out of school.
So
when are you out of school?
I graduate 25th.
Yeah.
And then I'll come to the next June meeting, and then that'll be the transition, I think. And then off I'll be. I'm going to college in Ohio.
Oh.
So I'm leaving the great big Oregon, heading to Ohio. Okay.
Both start with an O.
True, gotta stay with the O states.
But not Ohio State.
No, I'm going to a small engineering school called Case Western Reserve University. We'll see how that goes.
Is that where they do cow tipping for fun?
That's good.
Hope not.
The principal and the high school have the documentation. A letter went to them telling them what they needed to do to provide the documents for selection. And probably the first meeting other than an introduction in June of the new candidate would be in September.
Okay.
So we'll know who that person is, and I mean, attending in September. But you said something about bringing them on the first meeting in June, so that'll be great. Thank you.
Stu, did you happen to notice, David, was one other thing. They're going to ODOT called and asked me in a panic if they're going to close the going out for a couple weeks on Reed Road. So people, like your trucks, everyone has to just come this direction. Or they can turn and go through the industrial, the business park and come out on one of the other roads, but the exit coming down Reed, because they're building that, they're pouring that an island, and they just said it's hard to pour the island and let concrete set and do all of that. So they want to know if we were fine. I called Subway and I talked to the motel. I called the owners of the motel, Mr. Pridey, and I told ODOT if it was coming in, then it would be more problematic because you need them to buy their hamburger or spend the night.
Before
but once they bought it, They can circle town.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I did sign off on that because they wanted that. They didn't want to do it without it. And the contractor said it would really make it better. And I could see that because they were just so much, you know, traffic down. So here's, maybe it's today or sometime tomorrow, but they'll have detour signs all over for your, for people. So when you're coming down, say from the, your industrial park, what's the crossroad that runs in front of the old water
Hinkle.
District? Hinkle. So there'll be an arrow shooting your, anyone from the industrial park down that way. And then if you're coming out of McDonald's and all that, it's going to turn you to right and you'll hit Hinkle and come back to William Foss. So and just hit the highway there.
You're thinking
then,
that's tomorrow?
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, they're going to sign it, so. But it is happening this week. And, so I'm assuming that project seems to be coming along quite well. Looks like
yeah. Well, they yeah. Yeah, they got ground tore up there, the sidewalk. First,
when
well,
you see the conduit sticking up
yeah.
For yeah. things. So, and all the other things I did, I've kind of got a couple people, finding one of the people I'm looking at for our plan. And I had, I was telling Kathy, I had a good one today, that came down. A person that is private, would do it as a contract. They just, they moved here about a year ago into the Bend area and seems to be, I haven't checked references or anything other than a couple locals that had called about her. Seems to be very good. And so hopefully we're going to get, so I need to get somebody on that. In the meantime, I'll wing it myself and then use maybe Jeremy's law firm on a couple of them that we have to and things like that. We do, we have signed off on one medical marijuana. I did, the business license is done on the one medical marijuana facility. And the second one, I'm going to go over next week to make sure he didn't need a building permit. And so I got to go over and make sure he's got his fan and things in. And that's the one in next to the Chinese joint. That one is, he's the one I got to go to. The other one is building some walls because they have, the code requires them to do some things. For the medical dispensaries, because I you have to build some half walls.
Yeah. Where is this going to be located at, the second one?
Well, the one's next to the Chinese restaurant, right. Down at the end. The other one's in the Southern Mall.
The light, green light.
The green light.
And they're 1,000 feet apart.
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
No, we have more than actually the difference when you use between, because I didn't think so. Okay. When that guy first called me months ago, I said, you better make sure you're 1,000 feet from the other one. And he says, well, God's a lot more than that. I says, well, I don't know, because I was kind of mentally thinking. But then when you actually go drive it, it is quite a ways.
Yeah.
Because it's on, the one's on the side of Lapine End, and the other one's clear out where the Radio Shack was, and it's actually much more than 1,000 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then I went on the diet and checked it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually quite a ways.
The first one over there by Hunan's is actually in the Newberry Eagle this time.
Oh.
She interviewed.
Oh.
She interviewed him and took him in for, he took her in for a tour and showed her everything and explained, you know, it's a nice little article in there. And he's actually going to collect cans and do some kind of a rebate for the community kitchen. So it's a nice little article. So
well, you see the legislature, they've had to appoint, the Senate president had to appoint another committee because the legislature in the church is split on these rules. So it just tells you that, yeah, the difficulty that you both felt. It doesn't matter if you're in Salem, if you're a Democrat. I mean, it's stressing everyone on quite what to do at every level.
There's been a great series on CNN on Sunday.
I can watch that.
High Profits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About Breckenridge, Colorado, the struggle that the city council has had, doing exactly what we've been trying to do, get rules, regulations, you know, figured out. And it's a really good.
Well, have you followed Ben? Ben's got about 14 of them, and it was fine as long as they were east of 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
But one now wants to go out on
the college?
Out next in there, Tin Barrel, out on Galveston, on the west side.
Oh.
Now there's a clamor they need some restrictions.
Yeah.
As long as they were on the east side,
yeah.
It was fine. You put it on the west side, now it's a different topic.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be beneficial for all of that article because he's even talking about paying the 5% taxes to the city. He commented in there that marijuana place.
Well, he has to pay the 5%.
Well, I know, but he acknowledged that he thought it was a great idea to be paying taxes to the city, so.
I just like to thank all of you and let you know that not only will I have all the business for the liquor store at my office, I'm now going to have the marijuana people. Extra sheriff's patrol down there because I've got them coming in my front door and back door there. And that little office in the front?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh. If there's no further
business,
you know, my daddy told me when I read
that Tuesday is for urban renewal.
Urban renewal.
Okay. Yeah. The budget. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
We did pretty good with all of
this. I didn't know. I didn't know. I was going to be out here.